I'm your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to Alchemy, the podcast all about building a business on the front lines of the new economy.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Joining me today is Lisa King. She's the founder of Free AF Drinks. AF also stands for free as fuck. But depending on what country you're in, it could be alcohol-free or many other things. So Lisa, really a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
You know, for everybody that's tuning in right now, Lisa's company has really delicious, amazing, crafted alcohol-free cocktails. They're inspired by some of the more popular alcoholic beverages out there, but with no alcohol. So Lisa, I was excited to have you on the show. Your career and your background is super impressive. You've been, at least on the brand side, at so many amazing companies. So I feel like launching a product should be kind of first nature for you because you've been at such incredible brands throughout your career. And then prior to, launching the beverage company, you also had, you know, an incredible entrepreneurial journey for a company that you founded called Eat My Lunch, which was one of New Zealand's most successful nonprofit social businesses. And really, you know, your main mission there was to, you know, ensure that no child goes to school hungry. And you had this buy one, give one model, which is incredible. And I think I read something about you gave away just under 2 million luncheons to Kiwi kids in need.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So Lisa, you went from this incredible, you know, entrepreneurial, a for-profit business, but really kind of on the social equity side, to launching this cocktail drinks business. Talk to us a little bit about what was it that made you kind of say, you know what, I'm going to launch this beverage company.
Yeah. So as you said, Jeff, you know, my background is in working in marketing for amazing food companies prior to kind of starting my own business and my own entrepreneurial journey. And Eat My Lunch obviously was really different. There was a huge social mission. You know, we have a massive child poverty issue in New Zealand that a lot of people are unaware of. And we don't have a government-funded lunch program. So kids in New Zealand bring their own lunches to school. And a lot of kids, so tens of thousands of children, were turning up to school every day without food. And that really disturbed me as a mum. And I took inspiration from Tom's Shoes with their buy one, give one model. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why do we do this for food and for lunches? And so that's what I've been doing for the last kind of 7.5 years. And it's been incredibly rewarding, you know, being able to make a difference every day in such a significant way.
There are.
AEF really came about through, I think, my own needs and seeing a problem was that just before COVID, I decided to stop drinking for a while. I had suffered quite severe vertigo, and I realized every time I had vertigo, I had also had a gin and tonic. So I thought I'd do a little experiment and, you know, get off the booze and see if that would help.
Well, how many gin and tonics were you drinking?
Only like one or two. We're not talking, you know.
Dialed it back to, okay, your vertigo was from having a gin and tonic. Was it only gin or was it other alcohol as well?
Well, I mean, gin is kind of my drink of choice, and I love gin. So most times it was only gin. And look, there is no scientific or medical, you know, association between alcohol and vertigo, as I've discovered. But I thought I'd take things into my own hands at that point. And it was really interesting, you know, to stop drinking for a while. And in a culture, particularly like in New Zealand, drinking is just so ingrained in everything we do. You know, there's not a social occasion that doesn't involve alcohol. And I just found it so fascinating that people would question me about why I wasn't drinking, or, you know, if something was wrong, or if I was pregnant. And I'd go out and socialize and felt like I had to justify the fact that I wasn't drinking. Which, you know, I thought, well, if I gave up smoking, no one would question why. So it was just this really interesting kind of observation that I had. And then I also was just sick of being only offered, you know, Coke or orange juice as the non-alc alternative whenever I went out. And I just really wanted a gin and tonic without the alcohol. So that's kind of how AF came about. It was a lockdown project. I thought, you know, there weren't many good alternatives out there, so I'd just make my own. And because of my past experience working for big food manufacturers, I kind of had a good idea about how to do that. But at the same time, you know, beverages has to be one of the hardest categories to get into. And it's all about brand and image and, you know, how cool you look with this drink. And so I managed to get together the most brilliant creative team that I could find, and we developed this brand. But we're all kind of all a bit old and been there, done that, and we didn't want to just launch a drinks company. And so AF is really about trying to change some of those societal pressures and norms around drinking, and to really normalize not drinking and make it fun and aspirational and cool.
I love it. And so from a expansion perspective, I know we caught up, you know, right before the show. I mean, really huge news. Like as of just a week ago, you guys are now in the US in Sprouts. And how many stores is that? 300, 250?
We're in Sprouts nationwide. So it's about 390 odd stores.
That's incredible. And so what is the distribution strategy in the U.S.? Because, you know, once people get a hold of something that they love, you know, they continue to buy it, right? And there's so many vehicles for people to get their drinks, whether it's in-store or it's on Amazon. Have you gotten any feedback yet? I know it's only been like literally 10 days, but any feedback on the pickup?
Yeah, we actually got a message from a Sprouts store owner in Denver. And he said since the product's been out in his store on Monday, it's just been flying off the shelves. So he's ordered like 80 more cases and built these amazing displays in his store. So we're getting a lot of that kind of anecdotal feedback. We've also been selling AF on Amazon for the last month, which is going incredibly well. And, you know, one of the barriers with this category is that we've all had really terrible non-alc products previously. And so, it's probably a little bit like what the gluten-free industry went through. You know, when you see something's gluten-free, you're like, that's got to taste bad. And so with non-alc as well, you know, we had a lot of that kind of hesitation because everyone's had a bad non-alc product. But once they taste AF, then they're like, oh my God, this actually tastes like, you know, the alcoholic version. It's amazing. And so, yeah, we're getting a lot of that as well.
So, you know, it's really interesting. We at Philo, we work with, you know, a ton of traditional brands, but we also work with a lot of cannabis companies. Obviously, in the U.S., cannabis is becoming legal, you know, every day more and more states are legalizing. And so what's so interesting is I just, you know, was interviewed for Bloomberg a couple of weeks ago for an article about how, you know, there's this new surge of what, you know, people are calling California sober, right? Which are, it's no longer like dry January or sober October. It's kind of this ongoing healthier phenomenon of people who are trying to, you know, they're still consuming cannabis related products, but they're drinking a lot less, right? And so they're kind of combining alcohol free drinks and, you know, still having their joints or whatever it might be. And so it's just very interesting because it's kind of a good time for you to bring this to the US because, you know, there's this massive generation of younger kind of Gen Z, healthier folks who they want to have a good time, but they know that alcohol can also be fairly poisonous to their body, right? And so there's all sorts of studies that are coming out right now on how, you know, kind of swapping non-alcoholic beverages for alcohol, but in cannabis at the same time, you know, are kind of becoming very popular. So kind of a good time for you to hit the US for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we launched AF in New Zealand 2 years ago, this category didn't exist. You know, people were like, why would you have a gin and tonic without alcohol? Like, that doesn't make sense. And what we've seen in just, you know, a very short 2 years is that we don't get those comments anymore. And now, you know, we've got in supermarkets categories dedicated to 0% alcohol products. I mean, it's really exploded in like beers and wines. And, you know, people are looking for it. And exactly to your point, that they kind of realize, particularly I think after COVID, you know, we're some people just drink a lot, that alcohol isn't that good for you anymore. Or it's never been.
Let's talk about the ingredients, right? And I think I saw something about there being a secret ingredient.
Yeah, back to my point of alcohol-free products not tasting good, because a lot of the times the way alcohol-free, say, beer or wine's made is that it's made with the alcohol and then they find a way to remove it. And when you remove alcohol, you just remove everything from the drink. You remove the body, the texture, the mouthfeel, and, you know, that depth and complexity that you get from alcohol. And so you kind of end up with this watery, slightly flavored beverage, which isn't very nice. And so I kind of was thinking, why would you even put alcohol in something when you didn't want it at the end? So we took a very different approach. We kind of approached it with food science and a bit of, you know, like if we were a chef trying to dissect something and rebuild it using different flavors. And so we just used flavor technology to build all these complex flavors that you'd expect from a really great cocktail. And then we found this ingredient, and we call it Afterglow. It's a natural botanical extract from New Zealand, and it gives you that little kick at the back of your throat when you drink AF, like a spirit would. And after a few sips, you start getting this warming sensation. And so for me, you know, after maybe one or one and a bit glasses, my cheeks start getting warm, like they do when I do drink alcohol.
Really?
Yeah, and so it kind of mimics that warming, you know, feeling. And some people get it in their chest. Some of the guys I know get, like, their ears start getting warm and tingly. And so it really feels like you've been drinking.
I like it. That's definitely a secret ingredient for sure. And so if you kind of think back in your background, like, obviously you were at, you know, Heinz, and you were at Unilever, and you were at Frontera, you know, with this product, like, have you taken all of the kind of marketing strategies and know-how of what you've done your entire career and applied it to your brand now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the 15 years of working for these amazing companies has given me a lot of great training and, you know, grounding principles. And sometimes, yeah, I'm not even aware that I'm using them. And then when I reflect on it, it's like, oh yeah, that's what I learned, you know, 10 years ago doing this. And taking, you know, the best of that kind of quite structured big corporate principles and disciplines, but then also using, you know, what I've learned in the last 7 years running my own business, which is just so different, and being able to combine like the best of both worlds, and having that, you know, nimbleness and being super fast and flexible, and not being kind of bogged down by red tape or processes. I think that's really helped us, you know, move as quickly as we have. In just 2 years to be, you know, the market leader in New Zealand, and then to launch in the US, to have developed, we've actually just launched our 11th product in New Zealand, which I know, you know, in a big company, it would take them 2-3 years just to launch one product. So it's been really amazing, you know, having both those experiences to now pull into AF.
I love it. Well, I mean, I wish you the best of luck. It's a great idea and a great concept. And, you know, for these, you know, episodes of Alchemy, we always talk about, you know, your product and you a little bit, but we want to get to know you a little bit more outside of the office. So I've got some quick fire questions for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Don't think about them too much. They're super easy. Don't be nervous. Okay. So your first question. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. So would you rather be, and this is a funny one, a giant hamster or a tiny rhinoceros?
Tiny rhinoceros.
Why is that?
In real, well, me as a person, I'm really small, so I'm 5'3". And I love small things. And I think there's so many advantages of being small, even though it's not that obvious when you first see it.
All right, good answer. Okay, so if you could eliminate one vegetable completely from existence, which one would it be?
Potatoes.
But like, how many people would be so upset if they couldn't have French fries?
I know, but I just have an issue with potatoes. I think as a vegetable on their own, they don't taste good. Like, you have to add fat and salt and oil and Yeah, just to make it taste halfway decent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what? I never thought about that, actually. Like, you're right. You have to add butter or duck fat or salt or pepper or milk or cream. You're right.
You'd never eat it on its own, whereas so many other vegetables are so good by themselves.
That's, by the way, that's brilliant. I never thought about that, never. Okay, I just learned something about a potato that I never thought about. Okay, have you ever eaten something you found on the ground?
No.
That's for a second, right? Okay, would you rather have a third arm or a third leg?
Third arm. I spend a lot of time in the office, lots of time typing, cooking, doing all sorts that I feel like an arm would be much more useful.
I agree. Okay. And so here's a fun one. Last question. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I'm obsessed with noodles. So,
like ramen noodles?
Probably more like rice or udon noodles. I'm of Asian heritage, so I would eat that like for breakfast if I could, for lunch and dinner, snacks, and you can do so much to it, and it's easy.
Good answer. Well, awesome. It was good to get to know you a little better, and the next time that I travel near a Sprouts, I'm going to pick up one of your drinks and try it.
Amazing.
Lisa, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and congratulations to all of your endeavors as an entrepreneur, and wishing you a lot of luck here in the U.S. with your Sprouts expansion.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.